children of the night. What music. What music they make.
Rap. Rap. Hello Rap. And welcome to the Penny Mart House. I'm Jade.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Christopher Brown.
And this week we're talking about vampires, and more specifically, the king of the vampires. Dracula.
One. Two.
I don't know anything about vampires.
I once woke up with a vampire at the bottom of my bed.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it doing?
It was ready to attack me, and I shit myself. And then all of a sudden, like, loads of sausage rolls started falling on it, and vol-au-vents and little sandwiches and stuff, and just crushed it to death. Turned out it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Did not see where that one was going.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Buffy. Well,
I haven't mentioned Buffy in my research. I forgot about her.
Buffy's Rose is a big fan of Buffy. She's got all the VHS.
That's
Chris's
Chris's wife. Yes. For the listeners.
No, don't say that. Chris is a highly available and sexy young man.
Oh, of course.
For all you chicks out there. Yeah.
Well,
I really hope we're going to talk about proper vampires and none of these crotch-slopping new vampires. These shiny-skinned...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to talk about that too much, but the pussification of vampires I find very...
It's upsetting.
Upsetting.
I've never seen Twilight.
Well, you...
I know you've seen Kiss from a Vampire, whatever it's called.
A Vampire's Kiss.
Vampire's Kiss.
I thought that would come
Don't
up.
Say it, Paul.
I thought... I thought up a really good joke, but it's so disgusting, it's been banned.
Well, you'll have to say it now, people will wonder.
Right then. Well, you'll have to feed me the line.
Chris, I know you've seen a vampire's kiss. What the fuck's it called?
Vampire's Kiss.
Vampire's Kiss.
Yes, I have seen Vampire's Kiss.
I know what a vampire's kiss is.
What's that, Paul?
It's cunnilingus on ragweed.
Hey! Not amused.
Not amused. Shall we start with some vampire lore?
Law or law?
L-O-R-E.
Ooh, law.
I'd say lower, I think, normally, but I'm trying to dumb down the accent for,
right,
you
okay,
know,
yeah.
These people who don't say bowl and...
Towel.
Dower.
Buzz.
Bower.
Some people don't know that dower is a two-syllable word.
Yeah,
but,
got a W in the middle of it.
Idiots.
No. The idea of vampires is thousands of years old, but the idea of a modern vampire, like, as we sort of know it today... largely comes from the early 1700s and Southeast Europe. And you can sort of imagine that. Those Eastern Europeans, they're a funny bunch, aren't they?
They look a bit vampire-ish in general,
they're
aren't they?
They're pale, aren't they?
Pale
dark,
and...
pasty skin.
Yeah.
Mm.
But you can find, like, vampire-ish creatures in, like, ancient China and Japan and Greece and...
But the Europeans are the main...
That's the...
The main vampire outlet.
It's all them big mountains. Keep sun off.
Yeah.
That's what it is. If you're living in a big valley, you don't get much sun.
No, I suppose not. They were believed to be the physical incarnations of evil spirits, or people who'd committed suicide, or someone who'd been bitten by a vampire, which is what we're more familiar with today.
Yeah, so if you're bitten by a vampire, you reincarnate.
What's the cut-off point between bitten by a vampire and being fully sucked off? Or being bitten by a vampire.
Once you've come.
And becoming a vampire.
I think it's just the one bite rule, isn't it? I
think if they drain you completely, you're dead.
That's it, you're dead.
Yeah. And do they have to specifically bite you on the neck, or can they bite you anywhere?
No, they can bite you on your big toe, or...
On the cock.
You want to say cock, the cock, or... Anywhere
only
they
an
can find
cock.
A vein.
Because if you bite a flaccid penis, there's not a lot of blood flow.
It might just come off.
But if you bite a big stonking hard-on, blood spurts everywhere.
It's like a good outlet, really.
I think it's ideally shaped.
You want a bit of cheese for
like, it's like... It's like a woman's breast, isn't it? It'd be the teat for the vampire.
What's all that? That's on Interview with a Vampire. What's his name? I've not watched it in ages. Tom Cruise's character, is that Louis?
Yes.
He bites a woman's tit.
doesn't
right. he? Right. Mm. So, yeah, but it's still not the same. I imagine like...
He's a bit of a pussy-ish vampire. I mean, I don't, he does kill people.
So if you've got the erection, you know, all the blood's getting...
The blood's
in,
pumping.
And then... And it's...
Yeah.
And if you can keep him aroused, it'll just keep coming.
It's like a massive straw. A vampire's straw.
Vampire's fetch.
That's my new name now for a penis. The vampire's straw.
A curly one.
So go on.
Right. Well, I was just going to say that how we didn't know how a vampire was made, it's, you know, these stories about their appearance and behaviour vary wildly. Obviously, because it's just a load of bullshit.
No.
So
real.
Real. Sorry, I said bullshit. I meant real. So a lot of the time in these early Eastern vampire stories, they seem to be as really bloated, you know, like... bloated corpses, that's how vampires appear, all purple from drinking loads of blood, you know, all squashy and corpulent, not like an elegant...
Not like slim Christopher Lee vampire.
They were like seen as...
More peasanty, smelly...
I tell you what.
More zombie-ish, I think.
Yeah, more towards a zombie.
Well, I think Dracula originally was going to be called The Undead.
It was, was the original title.
You wouldn't have a lot of these teenage crotch wetters if
they were
fatter vampires.
If you were a big bloated, fat,
purple,
welching, purple, old man sucking blood. Oh, none of this bloody teenage art frobs.
No. And a lot of people got the idea that people were vampires because someone would get ill and they'd say, oh, it's a vampire's fault, so they'd go and dig someone up and they'd find that, oh look, their teeth and hair and nails have grown, which of course they haven't. The skin's just receded so it looks like they've gotten longer.
Right, alright, okay.
Yeah, or they'd have blood on them, you know, like blood coming out of this or there, but you are dead.
And your blood's going to ooze out.
Yeah, things like that are going to happen. I mean, I'm no scientist. Or they'd make noise, like gas is escaping, you know, but it might go, ooh, no, really it's a fart, but...
doesn't your body project forward at some stage once you're dead? Because of the gas building
I think
up
it
in
can
your stomach,
do, yeah.
And it can cause you to sit upright, which is why loads of...
There's all these twitches and that goes on after you die.
Morgue men shit himself in the first week. if you had an apprenticed in morgue, you wouldn't...
The jits they must get up to. Hey.
You won't be sending them for some tartan paint, would you?
No need
for that kind
you'd
of
thing. You'd be immune to it eventually. You'd be like that. God, give him a press on stuff. Yeah. You'd know all the tricks.
Go and have a long stand in the... left-handed knives.
There's a good
souffle pumps.
There's a good incident of a supposed vampire being discovered. I don't know if either of you two heard of it. The Mercy Brown vampire incident.
Tell us
more. This was this girl in New England in 1892. And the Browns, why would I think Browns on this
Mercy
program?
Brown. You're connected
well
to this.
Known throughout the world.
Possibly a relative of yours.
Mercy.
Anyway, the Brown family were having very bad luck.
Mercy, mercy.
A lot of them were getting consumption or TB. Right. So the mother, Mary, dies, and then in 1888, Mary Olive, a daughter, dies.
Mary Brown, was not the same one on the Titanic?
No, that's Molly.
Molly, yeah.
Mary Olive Brown, that's a funny name.
Ooh.
1890, the son, Edwin, gets the disease.
A black olive.
1892, Mercy, the daughter again, dies. And people start to think, why is this family so unlucky? It's almost as if they're cursed by a vampire, because that's the logical step.
Yeah, well, that's what
you would take, not just that everyone's coughing on each other.
Well, if you're a bit deady.
A bit deady?
Yeah, if everyone in your family's a bit deady, then it's got to be a reason for it.
Yeah. Well, circulating the house, some of them dead coughs going on. I love a good dying cough.
Two months after Mercy dies, the dad gives the villagers the permission to dig her up and see what's going on. And she's still fairly intact.
So she's not rigor mortis, I'm saying.
She's not rotten. I mean, she might be a bit mouldy around the edges, but, you know, you can still tell it's her and everything.
Good job Savile weren't around, he'd have had a go.
Well, I don't think it would have mattered either way, would it, for him? She turned in her grave and she had fresh blood in her heart. So
probably just still there.
Yeah.
They burnt the heart and mixed the ashes with water, and they made the son who was ill, Edwin, drink it.
What?
And then he died anyway.
See?
Because that's not a cure for TB.
No, well, you see, this is where I would love to have been a doctor.
What would they have done to him afterwards?
Mm. Well, I would have loved to have been a doctor in the past, because you can just get away with fucking anything, can't you? You can fuck people about.
It's an interesting job.
Yeah, eat this frog, it'll cure your bad finger, you know, that kind of thing.
Didn't work, you didn't do it right.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, it's the patient's fault. Mm. So he had to drink his mum's heart.
No, his sister.
His sister's cooked heart.
Yeah.
In ashes, and then he died.
They mixed it with water, so it went down a bit easier.
He probably died of poisoning.
Well, I mean, consumption's fairly serious, so, you know. You've got no lungs, it's hard to go on.
Don't be calling it by its yoldy name, confusing us.
Tuberculosis. I always think of that woman in The Others. Oh, the tuberculosis got us a long time ago.
The tuberculosis set in. Has anybody watched The Strain recently?
No.
It's the new vampire series. I think it's been done on in America now, but it's out. I was a bit thing at the beginning, but I do recommend it to anybody who's basically these vampires use the body as just a carrier. It's like they're like a worm, the vampire inside. It's a new take, I quite like it, and they just use the body to,
it's like a shell,
yeah, and then the actual,
so that's going back to a zombie-ish idea.
Yeah. It's a bit like Tremors in a way.
Oh yeah,
but they're like, they're living within the body, and then they're like, it's quite good. I recommend anybody get watching it. It's got
thanks for tuning in to Chris Recommends.
No, it's going to turn into Jade Recommends later. So.
Vampire-esque. So.
Well, vampires have a lot of good films, so yeah. And
I
a
was
lot of
reading,
shit
actually,
as well.
Since obviously the original Dracula, there's been over 300 films.
Yeah, we'll get on to
just to make Dracula, not about vampires in general, but
just
Dracula.
About. Well, there's a new one out. We're weirdly well-timed. There's a new Dracula film. Dracula Untold, but I've heard it's crap. So,
yeah,
you know. We didn't do it because of that. We just did it because I wanted to talk about vampires.
Jade likes vampires. Jade likes vampires because she's a virgin and she's waiting for one to come and suck her virgin blood.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway. Yeah. Right, I'm going to have to say this right. Apotropaic magic.
You're having a seizure.
Apotropaics.
She's gone into some sort of period-induced hysteria.
Seizure. I'm an elocution lesson. Mm.
Call the Victorian doctors.
Apotropaics are things used to ward off evil.
You know what you need to do? Go upstairs and release
the hysteria. Oh, it's all over the bed.
I feel bullied on this podcast.
Get that bucket out of the shed.
I'm just bullied.
You're not bullied, you're loved.
Well, no one will know. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. So this is things like garlic, crucifixes, holy water, you know, things like that. That like later become genre rules in films like, oh, vampires can't cross running water. They can't go on consecrated ground, or I don't know, you can't see them in mirrors. They have to be invited into your house. I haven't talked about I haven't written about The Lost Boys. I know it's not got Dracula, but that is a fucking good film.
Good film. Yeah.
The thing I like is that as the years have gone by, it gets easier to ward off vampires. Because in the past, you know, you had to sort of protect your house. And now, instead of getting like a whole clove of garlic, you can just buy a tub of lazy garlic.
Mm.
So you can just smear it about the place, have a bath in it.
Well, vampires are a bit...
When was garlic first referenced within vampires? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Because it's an interesting one, that, because it is referenced in Dracula, isn't it?
It's because all these trogs
in
fucking...
Is it referenced in the Dracula novel?
Yeah, because I know in the
I've read it, you know, many years ago.
Yeah. Well, I know, isn't the... I haven't read it, I'm just referring to the film when she's on the ginger girl, what's she called? She's on the bed... And they put the garlic clove.
Oh, you're talking about Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yes.
With Gary Oldman?
Yeah.
I've not seen that in ages. Mina?
Yes.
Or is it Lucy? No, that's Mina. No, Lucy's the ginger one.
I'm not good with names. I'm good with faces.
He just remembers the
ginger. I remember she were a ginger. That's why I like ginners.
Mm. So if you're a ginger listener,
be afraid.
Send me pictures.
Oh, Chris will be chasing you with his vampire straw.
What was I saying? I've totally lost.
You were saying that it's easy to kill vampires these days because you can get such convenient products as lazy garlic.
Oh, yeah. Well, vampires are shit anyway because all you have to do is put your fingers in a sign of a cross and they sort of go and back off a bit. Just keep doing that until the sun comes up. It'll be fine.
Bit of holy water.
Holy water.
And I'd much rather fight a vampire than, say, Frankenstein's monster.
Vampires, it'd be really easy to get rid of if there was a vampire epidemic, because surely you could just get a priest to, like, go down to United Utilities.
Yeah!
And, like, just do a bit of, and the Lord and the Father and the Holy Spirit, and next minute just get horse parks out.
Yeah. Or,
that's the kind of thinking we need.
Yeah?
That's the kind of thinking we need. We could bless the clouds.
We could bless the clouds! Yeah!
See?
Next minute, and we're especially if you're... Well, we're in, obviously, London studios, but if you're in the northwest, pisses down all the time. So, yeah.
See, I know all about the water cycle. So it's the same. Once it's blessed once.
I think every person who's gone to school in the UK has a good grasp of the water cycle.
Once it's been blessed once.
That's all I remember doing in geography.
It just goes round and round.
Yeah.
I remember the diagram flowing into the sea, being conducted into the air. Anyway, vampires. I think the idea of staking them comes from Slavic countries, whereas in Germany it was decapitation.
Yeah, no,
all countries have their own little burn them, you know.
Well, the thing I saw, it was like once they put them in the coffin, if you were a suspected vampire, they'd like stake your heart right through
well,
and
you
into
tell about
the
that
ground.
Story that you sent.
What story?
That you sent me.
Which one?
About the body being found.
What body?
Sometimes they find bodies. They find bodies with stakes in them, don't they?
Oh, right, yeah, in the ground.
Like T-bone.
Oh, wooden ones, like when they're doing archaeological
in my
digs.
Mind, there's a checklist of all the jokes that everyone's going to make. I was ticking them
off.
Oh,
it's a long list. Believe me.
That's why we're here. No, there was a thing in the paper.
I had a fight with Dracula once.
Did you?
Yeah, not me up to the count.
Hey! Oh, I like that one.
Oh, there's many more. There's many more.
I'm excited.
Yeah, they dug up. Archaeologists dig up lots of old dead people.
Is that the job description? Is it
in Transylvania? And they find stakes that have gone through the heart and into the ground, and that's so the vampires can't come back to get you.
So even if they do reincarnate. The stakes still there.
Well, immediately just go, whoop, and then be down.
Yeah, you're fucked. So wooden stakes.
What happens to Dracula in the original when he gets staked?
He dies.
Yeah, but does he, he doesn't dust, does he? He doesn't go to dust. He just dies.
That's because when that first film was made, they didn't have that kind of technology.
Oh, if you're talking about the film, they do it off.
What about in the book?
They do it off screen on the film. I can't remember if there's any reference made to dust. In the book, he does turn into dust, doesn't he? Like, he doesn't just turn into a bat. He can turn into a wolf or dust or... But I can't remember. This is the kind of quality the listeners come to expect. I didn't reread the book for the podcast. I just turn up with Wikipedia facts.
I was confused for many years because I thought it was vampire rats.
You go to Wikipedia, we go to Sickopedia.
You thought it was vampire rats?
Yeah,
is this
it was
the start
vampire
of a terrible
rats.
Joke?
No, I just thought it was vampire rats. I didn't know it was vampire
rats. Are you Scooby-Doo?
Vampire rats. It's an easy mistake to make, isn't it?
No.
Vampire rats, vampire bats.
It's a different sound.
Rat, bat, bat, rat. Rat, bat. I just thought I'd add that in. So that's something I don't understand. It's why vampires like virgins so much. What's a virgin got that a normal person...
You and me
blood,
haven't got.
Haven't, yeah, exactly.
Well,
what is
imagine
it?
Imagine a virgin is more...
Don't know, taste nicer maybe.
Well, yeah. If you're a virgin, you've not been out boozing.
You've not profaned yourself.
Yeah.
Look it up.
No drugs and no.
Look it up.
All right, look it up. You've not been eliminated. You know, you've not. You're a bit of a wet lettuce, aren't you?
You're a bit purer.
You're a bit purer, you're a bit sweeter.
If you're a virgin listening to the podcast...
Yeah, tell us why. Yeah. Tell us why. But then why don't they just eat babies?
Well, that's what I was thinking. The other thing I was thinking is how times have changed. So, like, you know, when these vampires were first going for the virgins, they're probably going for, you know, like the young maidens. Now you're like probably going for, like, people playing Xbox with beards and stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, I got, like, yeah, but, you know.
Virgins have changed.
Virgins have changed, you know. Some guy with a fucking Minecraft t-shirt on and he's 25
never
stone.
Had a wash.
He stinks of fucking sweat and pizza and shit.
You're not going to get AIDS. Well, you're less likely to get AIDS or something like that off a virgin.
Do you think when they bite into like an AIDS victim, like, oh, yeah. It's like biting into a sour apple.
Yeah, it's like when I had some Philadelphia today out of the fridge that had gone off. And it looked all right, it was still white, but then when I ate it, I nearly...
So you can never tell what a cream cheese.
Yeah, and I nearly spewed. It was disgusting.
We've found something on Yahoo Answers, my favourite oracle.
Is this a reliable source?
Highly. For example, what does golden... What's that? I can't
golden
read it.
Golden Hale? No, Halil.
Golden Cali.
I like his avatar.
Yeah, it's cool. He looks like a cool dude.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Lol, it's a plot device. Duh. Four exclamation marks.
He has no fucking time for this question.
Just like a vampire always goes for the jugular. Which is the when... What?
This is the quality of answer that you
Which
must expect.
Which is the when the blood has been going all over
your body.
And on its way back to the heart. It's full of impurities. Actually, I think vampires would bite you anywhere.
Yeah.
Cock straw.
The vampire straw.
But Golden Cali, you haven't really answered the...
The questions. Why do they like virgins?
You've just put forward Demi,
Demi has written, the dead have no preferences. I can assure you that there is no such proclivity for virgin anything. And then she goes on, being a dick. Then she says, vampires are supposed to be terrifying examples of the undead state, not sexy or sparkly or anything else. I am familiar with the old European legends. You sound really charming, Demi. I hope you are.
I imagine that she's
attention-seeking goth.
Mm.
I imagine she's
fucking
from
goths.
America. Hey, let's not be upsetting our core audience. Fucking
goth. What I like is an old school goth.
Yeah.
What I don't like is that more emo-y goth.
I think there's a split.
There's a split.
There's the goth that'll always be a goth.
The times have changed.
That is fine. It's the phase goth.
We don't like you, phase goth people. Put down that eyeliner.
Times have changed.
And that what's colour with spelt with like special letters has put, by the way, vampires don't exist. You should talk to your family doctor about your... And then she's put four dots, condition.
Suspense. But what do vampires do for snacks? That's the other thing I was wondering.
Rats.
Well, I was thinking, what would a vampire eat for a snack? And then I was thinking, like...
Don't make me tick off one of my mental lists.
I was thinking, if a vampire was hungry for a snack, then they might fly down to the pile clinic and collect a bag full of removed piles.
Oh, my God.
Because they could pop them in, like, grapes, couldn't they?
Yeah, so disgusting.
The Malteser of the vampire world.
Yeah. Imagine that bin outside the pile clinic must be crammed to the rafters of small, round, little pockets of blood.
That's the most disgusting
vampires
thing.
Vampires exist. You could, like, I don't know, for a snack, you could set up like a harvest and give people rat poison because that thins your blood out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Rat poison thins your blood out, so that could just be like a refreshing drink from time to time.
Yeah. Mm. So I was just thinking snacks. I couldn't really think of anything else.
Like people with gloop, I'm sure there's conditions that make your blood a bit gloopier and clotty.
What you need is a
heavy
hemophilic friend.
Heavy smokers, you can get a few of them lined up, cut them up for a yogurt. You fancy
a
yogurt?
If you had a chef vampire, they could make black pudding.
Well, why don't we just eat black pudding?
Why do you have to make it with people blood? You don't want dirty pig blood.
I like it.
Well, I love black pudding. Because black pudding is extremely popular in London.
Yes, and gravy.
And berry.
And berry, yes.
Home of the black pudding.
Mm. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Never use a black pudding as a dildo. It can cause a hell of a mess.
I know someone who used a carrot as a dildo once.
Who?
I'm not giving his name out.
We'll bleep it.
This is a true story.
We can bleep it.
Really? Please tell us.
So I said, all right, I'll tell you.
I'm ready.
There's a man called... And he used to...
Is that his real name?
Yeah, and when I worked in the Beehive in London...
Does he know that you know?
Yeah, because he told me.
And will he listen to this?
No, he won't listen to this. He's a bit older now.
He's dead.
And he came in the Beehive and he was telling me this story about how he'd used a carrot as a sex toy with a girl.
Did he put a condom on it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Did he, like, shave it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, with a hair sprout.
But what he did say... But like I suppose what I should mention
chicken
is that God bless him, he didn't have the best.
He's dead.
No. He didn't have the best set of teeth in the world. So his teeth were a bit.
Well, he might as well use carrot for something else then.
His teeth were a bit mangy, shall we say?
Oh, I think I know who this is.
Anyway, he came in the pub one day and I served him his beer and he was talking. Oh yeah, I was using.
Wait.
What?
I don't know him.
No, you don't know him.
Right.
I just know him from the Monkey Teeth reference.
Okay.
And he came in and he was talking to me and he said, I was getting a bit frisky last night. I was using some carrots.
With salad bowl.
Using some carrots with this girl. I was like, all right. As you do.
He made a real kebab.
And then he said to me, she loved it. She loved these carrots. She did. Said anyway, we carried on.
How many did he put in?
I don't know. By the sound of it,
maybe he had a bag
two
of them.
Maximum.
Maybe he had a bag of them.
Like half a pound.
Carrot stick. Emptying a bag of carrot sticks into a vagina.
A tub of hummus.
So, anyway, he used
to. Maybe that's what the higher class do.
Mm. Yeah.
So, a bag of carrot sticks and a tub of hummus.
Yeah, we just have chips.
Three tub minge. Yeah.
Fish and chips.
I never remember when I put chips, pudding and gravy on that girl's minge.
Does this story have a happy ending?
Well, he used the carrots in the fanny. That means vagina, American listeners. And he took them out, you know, finished off what they were doing. And he just left them on bedside table. And then he said, I went to sleep, he said. But this is the thing, Paul. He said, when I woke up in the morning, he said... I turned over and looked at these carrots and they were black.
Oh.
They turned black overnight. Oh. And then he said, that's what happened to me teeth.
Oh. It's on his head.
She's a witch.
Oozing. The woman that turns carrots bad.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go for her and they made a stew, so I'm quite pleased.
No. He was in shock. When I spoke to him, he was in shock.
Is that why we were coming for a drink?
Because he'd frigged a woman off with a carrot.
Frigged.
And it had gone black.
It's like a while.
He'd gone black overnight. So imagine what it must do to your vampire straw.
Vlad the Impaler. Let's talk about the real Dracula.
Vlad the Impaler.
That's what
he used to
sing. They got wax cylinders and that.
Any time he come out of his castle, he used to line up with flags. And they used to go, Vlad the Impaler. Vlad.
He wasn't always called Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler. Or maybe that was Vlad the Impaler the musical.
Oh, someone done that because we should do that.
Yeah.
Don't steal that. That's ours.
Copyright.
If you say copyright, that means it's copyrighted.
Yeah. he was a bad man, this Vlad.
He wasn't known as the Impaler, was he? It was
to begin with, instruments. He was known as... no, it wasn't... He was... I thought it was...
Well,
his reign.
He earned the reputation as an Impaler, but he was posthumously referred to...
When he was alive, he was known as Vlad the Nice Man.
He was known
I think we should, for the listeners, Vlad the Impaler is...
Vlad the Nice Man.
The man who... inspired the character of Count Dracula.
Yeah. Or, if you believe some sources, the man who was the original
Dracula. Have you heard recent stories? Bloodline suggests...
Ooh.
He's not related to...
Prince Charles.
Wow.
Our royal family. Oh, yes. So much so that Transylvania are now using it as a in the tourism video to
get Charlie
to get more tourists over there.
Do you know what I mean,
is the video online?
Right, let me, listener, if you don't believe me, I have literally just written in Vlad the Impaler into Google. And who's that photograph there? Prince Charles himself.
They don't look the same.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say? Thought you were going to say Vlad the Impaler has got a direct line to the Cheeky Girls.
Well, it's more than possible.
Well, they're from Transylvania.
But no, it's suggested that Prince Charles recently chased his bloodline up.
Touch my bum.
It has been suggested that, yes.
Touch my bum. This is nice. Ooh.
I don't know if people outside of England know the Cheeky... Well, Britain know the Cheeky Girls
are. We are the Cheeky Girls. You are the Cheeky Girls. We are the Cheeky Girls.
It's
we
annoying me how wrong you sing it.
Cheeky Girls, let me see you touch my bum.
I love Have a Cheeky Christmas. That's always on my Christmas CD.
Well, you need to update that with Ted Cliff off.
No. No. Anyway, he was known as Vlad Dracul. No, he was Vlad Dracula,
Dracul.
And his dad was Dracul. Dracula's like a diminutive.
Yeah, it's a bit like Magnus Magnusson, who used to present
Mastermind.
You've got to take your dad's name and then add a bit extra on.
Yeah, that's the way it works generally, I think.
Wasn't Magnus Magnusson also one of the world's strongest men?
Yeah, but it's like having loads of people called Chris Brown in England.
Yeah, I suppose. Because it's your son, isn't it?
Yeah.
Magnus's son. That then becomes your last name.
And then
in Iceland, isn't it? And
yeah,
they have like something's Dottir and...
You can be Magnus Magnusson.
What's Björk's last name?
Björk.
You have to say Björk.
Shh.
What's Björk's last name?
Shh.
It's something's Dottir.
Shh. I know what Björk's last name is.
So quiet.
I'm not telling you.
You don't
what
know
is Bjork?
It's not, it's something's Dottier.
Fuck Bjork! Val.
Vlad.
Big time sensuality!
I didn't know you were coming.
Hello!
What do you think about Dracula?
I think he's very nice.
Nice?
Oh yes, I like him. I'm from China.
I thought Wales.
I'm from Wales. Oh, I thought you were from Iceland. I am from Iceland.
Oh, bye.
Just bye.
Go now. Oh, the quality of guest we get just improves week on week.
It's unbelievable. We've gone from a shit vet to New York.
We're going to have to start charging for this, I'm afraid. His dad, Vlad Dracul, which means dragon, was a member of the Order of the Order.
Or Devil.
Or Devil.
Oh, it just means cool. I'm Vlad Cool.
Hey, I am Dracul.
I'm Dracul.
I am cool. I am cool.
I'm Vlad Dracul.
You like? You come to my castle.
No, I'm not takeaway. Just give me the takeaway.
You want to? I like you. Come have glass of blood with me.
I just want
what?
Chips. Just chips.
Just chips? I don't do chips.
See?
I do blood. I do fillet. I do...
I'll just go.
You want a bag of clots?
No.
Bag of piles?
No.
Go on then. How much is the piles?
No, no charge. Come to my house.
I don't want
to... You're virgin, yeah? You're virgin.
Yeah. It's like Jenny from the Block.
Oh, you...
How is he like Jenny from the Block?
Because he's Vlad Dracul.
You are not liking my advances. You must be on Blob, yes? I like girl on Blob.
Vampire's kiss. So go on. What happened to his dad and his...
He was
that?
A member of the Order of the Dragon that protected Christianity in Eastern Europe. But he wasn't very Christian. Well, I suppose a lot of Christians aren't very Christian in there.
Well,
in the olden days, you had to be like more of a tacky Christian than a pray Christian.
It's the same with any religion.
You had to have a sword.
Just get him a cider. You talk a bit more.
Get me one. Please, thank you.
I mean, what was the Buddhist massacre?
No, I don't know.
That's very off topic, isn't it?
I don't know. All I know is that young Vlad went on He went on crusade and he was locked up for 20 years or something.
He was with his brother by the Turks.
By the Turks. And I quite like the Turks because it's...
They treated him pretty nicely. They educated him and stuff. And he speaks fluent Turkish by the end of his life.
I've been to Marmaris a few times. It's nice. Except for that time when I saw a boy get stabbed in the bum. maybe it was a modern Vlad the Impaler.
Maybe.
A boy got stabbed in the buttock.
I mean, well, there's just been a lot of Buddhists have been convicted of massacring some Muslims. So there's
no,
always...
Buddhists are nice.
You know, there's
not all of them, clearly. Extreme.
The Buddha, excuse me, they were on Blue Peter this week doing all that Shanolin monk business.
I saw a Buddhist monk at Bolton Market this weekend.
Oh, he'd come all the way from Tibet to Bolton Market to London Market.
Sorry, mate, we can cut this out, but I did see a Buddhist monk.
No,
Bolton
I say
Market.
Keep it. Anyway, so Dracula, he was born in Transylvania and he had a big reputation for cruelty. And I've got a few examples of these cruel acts if you want to go into them.
Is it his dad?
This is the man himself, the Vlad.
I know that he used to put sticks in people.
Yeah. I mean, we could go on all night about... We could literally do a podcast on
all the horrible... So Vladimir is the inspiration for the original Dracula.
Yeah, that's where Dracula takes his name and, you know, his bloodthirstiness.
But what? So no, tell me the horrible things, or some of them.
I will. Right, this is a quote from a German pamphlet printed in 1521. So, I mean, take it with a pinch of salt, because it might be bullshitting, but it's undoubtable that he did do horrible things anyway.
Well, if it's in a pamphlet, it's a fact.
He roasted children whom he fed to their mothers.
Ooh.
Sorry, say that again.
He roasted children who fed... See, now you've asked me to say it again, I fucked it. He roasted children whom he fed to their mothers and cut off the breasts of women and forced their husbands to eat them. After that, he had them all impaled.
Ooh,
he killed somewhere between 40,000 and 100,000 people.
Have you ever mixed a few of them up, like on a skewer? Yeah.
Kebab time!
Oh, God, no, at one point he gathered...
Hey, you're coming out to Vladimir's kebab time! Hey, we got tit! We got tit! We got children! We got women! We got men! We got some vampire straws!
And we've got green peppers! have you got mushrooms?
He gathered all the beggars and the crippled people from all over his kingdom for a great feast.
Ooh.
So he took them into this hall. No, he provided them with food.
All right.
But then he did lock them in and set the hall on fire so that, so that there would be no more poor in his kingdom.
What a... Hey! The guy's got a... Well,
that's very similar to the Tory policy.
So...
£2 an hour.
God, so political.
Do you know what we should do?
I got news for you.
We should do the same with happy hardcore.
Hardcore till I die, though, Chris.
We could do it at Wigan Pier. We'll get an happy hardcore night in and then just burn the fucking down. The world would be a better place.
No.
Yeah. He's quite known for that, getting people in, because I saw a story where he had an Easter feast and he got like a few thousand people to come round for Easter feast. And then he handcuffed them all and made him build a castle for him.
Yeah,
cheeky bastard. Nice bit of lamb. Yeah, you're not going on, son.
That's rude, isn't it?
It's not on.
It's not on. He was...
You'd be gutted, wouldn't you? If you like all...
I could have stayed at home and had stew and yeah, I didn't
well,
get
no,
lammy
the tramp. No, I mean the tramps, like, they were like, oh. Like, dead excited, putting on the best...
I mean, he did let him eat
putting
it.
On the best shaggy coat.
He did eat like, before he set him on fire, so at least there's that.
Oh, well, at least he went out with a bang.
Yeah.
Or a...
Sizzle.
But, I mean, can you imagine, like, oh, really excited, this is, you know, oh, we're going to the big hall, we're going to be treated, it's the best day of our lives. Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
It's a bit hot, isn't it? It's
a bit hot in here. Bloody hell.
Open the window.
Turn heating off.
I'm take your jacket off.
Oh no, he's doing us good. We've been out on the streets for like, it's bloody Eastern Europe, this. It's fucking cold. Put eating on for us. Enjoy it while you're
no, just hot. It's bright.
Fucking
it's bright.
It's a bit smoky.
What?
I think the chimney might be blocked.
He was so feared that he left a golden cup in the middle of a square in a town and no one ever touched it. So imagine that, just a, like leaving a treasure in the middle of Bolton, London town centre, and no one touches it all throughout his reign because they're so terrified of him.
Yeah, that's what happens to me then on a Saturday night at the pub.
That's pretty impressive.
I can nip out me and just leave my pint there, come back, it's untouched.
Never been date raped.
I'm disappointed if I leave my pint and it's not got Rohypnol in it.
Nobody crosses the brown.
Never
had a fight in my life.
You've never had a fight?
No. Yeah, I've seen him fight. He's a killer. And he
straight for the jugular. Sand in the eye, straight for the jugular. That's the way I remember.
And he carries a blade.
I've never had a fight because I'm not low class.
And a pistol.
Yeah, and he carries a pistol. I've had loads of fights. Don't fuck with me. I will fuck
I'm a pistol whipper.
That is low class, Paul.
I will fuck you up.
Listen,
tear you down. I will tear you down to Chinatown. Really?
For some ribs?
Are we going to Chinatown? Oh, come on then. Get in car. Or you can eat buffet. $12.99.
When you grow up on the tough streets of London, you get a few scuffles.
All the geezers coming round.
You know, I weren't looking for it, but I used to carry a gun, a knife.
You two dap, son. You two dap.
An Uzi. And a tank.
Those men with shells on them.
A man with a shell on.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? The men who wear the shells on the suits.
Shell suits.
No.
They're not shells. They're buttons. Oh, Pearly Kings.
Yeah. Not shells.
Pearly King and Queen.
Shells. I had a vague image.
That'll get edited out.
I'm just imagining Splinter bringing a load of guys down.
Well, they are lethal, the TMNTs.
Well, the TMHTs.
Hero Turtles.
What was the word? Cowabunga, man! No, that's Bart, isn't it?
What do the team... What do they say? They say things like radical and awesome, don't they?
Do they? Is it just that?
Do they have a special word?
Yeah, get me some pizza, Donatello.
Yeah.
Fat shit.
Splinter.
Oh, I've got a terrible splinter.
What was the one with what was the brain in the glass?
Is it like something like Kang or something?
Krang, Bebop and Rocksteady.
Shredder.
Sorry, this is well off topic.
This isn't the TMNT. I'm just saying TMNT because
I don't care what you think about me. I'm with the TMNT. Cowabunga, man. Radical.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. They'll always be Hero Turtles for me.
Heroes in a hard shell.
Half shell.
I love that.
Turtle power.
I always thought it was Heroes in a half shell.
It was hard shell. No.
I'm not sure now.
Heroes in a half shell.
Hard shell's a bit crap, isn't it? Half shell sounds better. Mm.
But in the UK, we changed it from Ninja Turtles to...
Hero
Turtles, didn't we? Because
you do not listen to what we said.
Did you just say that?
I've been saying hero. I've been substituting the word hero.
Yeah, but I was just saying.
You're listening to
only,
the weekly Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles podcast.
It was only in the UK
podcast.
That we turned it from ninja to hero because it was sounded too violent.
Paul's gone. He's going home. Where are you going? Right, piss break.
Piss break.
There was one story that I've not got written down, but I just remember. Where it was, Vlad was travelling through.
We don't write anything down, it's all just off
the top of our heads, of course.
You know about this shit.
He was travelling through the countryside and he saw a man who had a smock on that was a bit too short for him or something like that.
A smock?
A smock.
Like a tabard?
A tabard, if you will. If you're a dinner lady.
Like a dinner lady.
Yeah.
So we saw a dinner lady.
Working, ploughing the field.
Walking in 15th century Transylvania.
Do you want some mash? No, he saw this man.
Smiley faces.
He saw this man, and he stopped his carriage or his horse or whatever. They probably didn't. Did they have carriages back then in the 1400s?
Yeah, they'd invented the wheel.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, he stopped it and said, what's going on with your shirt? And this man was like... Oh, I don't know, and he's all scared. So he insists that this man bring his wife out. So he says to the wife, who's terrified, he's like bricking it, what do you do all day? And she says, cook and clean and sew. And he says she's a liar, look at the shirt. And the husband's going, no,
well,
it's
you're
fine.
You're no fashion bloody designer, are you? Look at state of your husband, eh? Look at state of him. What are you doing, love? Sort yourself out.
The husband's saying, it's fine, like, it's okay. She does a really good job.
Take that bloody shit in.
But Vlad says, no, it's shit that, and impales her.
Yes! Impale the bitch. Did he impale, what did he impale her with?
I think he had his vampire straw. He had a stake in the ground and popped her on that.
See that? I thought you were going to say, like, and he gave him his own coat, and there was going to be like a happy ending.
He was a bit
ending.
Of an evil bastard, really.
He was a bit of a shit.
Poor lady.
But, yeah, we should probably mention
that. No, not that poor lady, otherwise she'd have been burnt.
Do you think it's worse to be burnt than impaled?
No, but I mean if she'd have been a poor lady.
Oh, of course, she would have been in the hall. Yeah. I see what you mean. We should probably talk about all the impaling, where he gets his name from.
Oh, I love it. He impaled a load of people and then had dinner in the middle of all these groaning, dying people. That's one of my favourite stories.
Just imagine hundreds of stakes in the ground and people on him going...
And then he ate his lunch in the middle.
Yeah, dinner lady brought him his...
In a tabard.
His smiley faces, his chicken drummers.
Turkey twizzler.
I hope he had a chocolate donut to finish.
Oh, I hope so. I think he would. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah. I saw a thing where he'd like impaled people all the way up a mountain and back down. And people just...
Just stand about waiting? Because I'd be running while they're putting them stakes in.
Impale me. Where the fuck did he get all these massive stakes?
Well, it's very foresty, isn't it, that area of the world?
So, I'm just trying to get my head round out. So, the stake was in the ground.
Yeah, it's like...
Point up.
Yeah.
So, they must have been double pointed.
No, they're like...
Driving
about,
it in the ground.
They're like about 15 foot high.
What?
Listen, they were about 15 foot out the ground. And they were like... Well buried with a good foundation, and then they had a winch, and they would winch a person up, and then he'd get two of his people, one either side, on a leg, and it'd go up the arsehole, through the body and out the gob.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how he did.
No,
yeah.
I was imagining stakes with it going through like your spine.
Yeah, and out through your stomach.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was imagining like that he was a pretty strong guy and he was doing it himself,
just
like picking people up and just going.
I mean, if it went through your asshole and came out, you'd surely die. Whereas if you were my way of it, you'd last a lot longer.
Well, at least you'd go out with a bit of pleasure if it's up the arsehole. And
splinters up your arsehole.
Well, yeah, but if you could.
I don't think it'd pleasure your prostate. I think your prostate would be like up in your brain.
I've seen a video of a woman putting a bog brush up her arsehole and she was having a great time. So never underestimate what people like
to
put up the bottom.
Oh!
The brush end?
Like the scratchy brush end. She put it right up her bum.
Oh, it's amazing.
And then vigorous.
The world we live in, the modern
know.
World.
I don't know.
There were none of that in Vlad's time. Just
if only they had the internet in Vlad's time, it'd have been a YouTube sensation.
Any more horror Vlad stories?
I've not got any.
Archaeologists exhumed Vlad the Impaler's grave in modern times. They found a well-preserved red tunic that was from the 15th century, and then all his bones had magically gone.
Maybe someone took him out of his coffin.
No.
It's a good story. Is it definitely true?
It's true. I saw it on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Well, in a documentary from 1983.
You can get a degree on the internet, so...
As our guests have proven.
Yeah. It was in a documentary from 1983.
Do you know what? I might download a degree now.
Get typing. Should we move on to Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yes. To be sure.
Yeah, Abraham...
So for those who don't know, Bram Stoker.
Abraham Stoker, 1847 to 1912, the writer of the book Dracula.
To be sure.
Dracula.
From Dublin.
To be sure. Do you know who my favourite other Abraham is?
Lincoln?
No, Father Abraham and the Smurfs. La 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 la. Belgium. La 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 la. Do 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 do.
It's an epistolary novel set in 1893.
Yeah, I have a question. What's epistolary mean?
It means that it's made up of letters and newspaper clippings. So it's not like, you know, he did this and he did that.
Yeah.
It's more like, dear Mina, I am a castle dragon.
Boot like a proper book. It's like snippets and stories and diaries and things.
Yeah, it's still a proper book.
No, but it's not like a start and end book.
Well, it has a start and an end. It's just told through letters.
Yeah, so it's not a continuous story.
Before he was called Dracula, I believe he was going to be called Count Vampire.
That's a shit name. It's a good job he changed that.
And the book was going to be called The Undead as well.
Yeah, it's not a good title, is it?
No. So he did good, the lad.
Oh, yeah, he did. I think he did well to start this whole, he is the father of... What?
Not the original vampire book, though.
No, you have things like, this often Varney the Vampire, cartoon, and...
There's Camilla.
Yes.
Which is the original, very first vampire.
Yeah.
But obviously, never...
Camilla?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a chick vampire.
Here we're going back to Prince Charles again. Maybe that's where he just assumes the bloodline comes
from. But Bram got the biggie. Like, Dracula is...
Well, but I think Camilla was... I think it was by Sheridan Le Fanu. Sheridan Le Fanu.
Is it French?
Is that Margaret?
But I like it better than Dracula, because it's about lesbian.
Do you know? I thought we were going to have a lesbian-free podcast.
Yeah, but Dracula has sexy vampires.
Well, yeah, it? But still, I mean,
yeah, but Dracula is.
You can imagine it.
Camilla
was written in 1871, so to write about lesbians stalking lonely women and biting their necks, I imagine that was a bit risque at the time.
Oh yeah, not in
France.
But I think that's where Stokes got the majority of inspiration from. And I suppose it's like anything else; it's not necessarily the first to arrive; it's the one that achieved the most success.
Yeah,
who's remembered?
Yeah. Shall I give a very quick summary of the book for those who don't know?
Can I just say as well, before you do a quick summary of the book, it was one of the few books that was taken to stage before it was released as a book. The play was released before the book.
Well, he was a PA, wasn't he, is it Henry Irving?
Yes, him. And I think they only did one show, but before the book was released, they did the theatrical adaptation.
You want to talk about Loch Ness again? Very quick summary. Jonathan Harker, solicitor, goes to Dracula's house in the Carpathian Mountains to help him in some real estate business. He meets Dracula's sexy babe wives and is rescued by Dracula. Dracula leaves when the solicitor stuff is sorted and Harker escapes. Dracula travels to Whitby. He stalks Harker's fiancée, Mina, and her mate, Lucy. Dracula recruits a mental patient called Renfield. Dracula bites Lucy. Dr. Van Helsing gets on the case. Lucy becomes a vampire. She gets staked. Shit goes down. Van Helsing kills Dracula. Mina, who's having some dealings with Dracula, feels a lot better. Mina and Harker live happily ever after. The end.
Ski ba 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 da boo. Ba da ba ba da boo.
I did very well. Anybody who says so myself.
Yeah. Right.
Let's slow it right down.
So,
just a minute. I've got a question.
When you bite someone, they become a vampire. Just checking.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, the films often, they use it as a basis, but they're not necessarily very faithful to that story.
So basically, right, Vampire was based around attacking an estate agent. Which to me makes
when you put it like that,
a national hero.
He overvalued the property.
Fucking estate agents.
Yeah.
Now I'm more interested in this story.
But what I like is that Transylvania is pretty much... It's the home of the vampire now, isn't it?
Yeah.
All thanks to stuff. But apparently in the first writings of the book, it was set in Austria.
Oh, really?
Which Camilla was set, obviously being the...
Is this like a fan fiction?
No.
Is this like when Stephanie Meyer wrote...
50 Shades of West.
The woman who wrote the 50 Shades book, that was a fan fiction of Twilight originally. I think Bram Stoker was just loving this leather book.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I've got to change it a bit, I'll make it an ugly old man. Not ugly. Well, how does he describe him in the book?
As a hunk.
Stoker, he describes him as having an aquiline nose, massive eyebrows, pointed ears, and sharp white teeth.
Well, that's a pretty good.
It's a bit like thing, isn't it? The snooker player.
John Parrott.
Oh, not John Parrott. Oh, God. Come back to my name. What's your name?
I don't know any snooker players.
God, fuck. Ray Reardon.
He...
Oh, my God.
There's a picture of Christopher Lee next to him. He has no business playing snooker.
You know why Ray Reardon was...
Listener, this guy looks like Dracula. The Widow's Peak.
The Widow's Peak, yeah.
This guy is a vampire.
Look at him now. He's got a... That is Dracula.
He's holding an upside down cross! Oh my God! Look Ray Reardon up. He's a snooker playing vampire.
Because a lot of vampires like to play snooker.
How is he holding that cross?
So he's holding it on a little ribbon, isn't he? You see, and it's upside
down. Yeah, he's not touching
down.
It. He's not... I recommend anybody to search images of what's it called Ray Reardon,
yeah.
And he must have got what award is that?
It's an MBE.
MBE. There we go.
It's
but
true.
He's holding it by the ribbon.
Well, I think
an MBE is a cross for anybody who doesn't know, and he's holding it by the ribbon. So I think we can deduce from that.
Why do you think he's called Ray Reardon the vampire snooker player?
Sorry, I'm not down on my snooker players.
And little
John Parrott. John Parrott.
John Byrott.
Because of his Deirdre Barlow glasses and that.
No, that was Dennis Taylor. You know, fuck all about snooker.
Well, who's John Parrott then?
John Parrott is the cheeky, happy scouser.
Ah, right, okay. And who was the pisshead?
Oh, there's loads of pissheads.
No, the famous
Alex
pisshead.
Alex Higgins,
yeah.
He played snooker pissed, stoned, fucking corked up, everything.
I can't believe how much of a Dracula.
I can't believe we've gone from Dracula to snooker.
No, but can I just finish
I
off?
I'll tell you what, though, he should have been wary. I mean, if everybody had found out, they've only had to snap the cue in half.
I know. I keep saying Dracula, like Alan Parker. It's Dracula's house.
Just to finish off on snooker playing Dracula's. Because have you ever been in a snooker hall?
I have not been in a snooker
hall. If you're Dracula and you're like during the day you're bored shitless, what are you gonna do?
Oh,
go down
course.
The snooker hall, it's indoors, it's very dark, dimly
oh.
lit snooker, whiles away the hours, and then it's night time, you can go out and do your biting of virgins and all that stuff.
Yes, well there you go. Watch out down those snooker halls.
Yeah.
Right, so bringing it back to more
away from snooker
now.
And back to vampire reality,
you know.
It's not all fun in the vampire world. Should we talk about some films?
Did you watch Crucible last night?
No.
Shall we talk about some films?
Vampire films.
Go on.
Right, are we starting with Dracula?
You can't just... Is Dracula, is that only a British...
In the Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah.
What, Count Dracula?
Yeah, I don't know if they have that anywhere else.
My tutor at uni wrote Count Dracula.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's by the same people as Danger Mouse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I remember Crossover, unless I've just dreamed that.
Cosgrove Hall?
I'm saying, yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure that Count Dracula and Danger Mouse had a crossover.
They only had him in fight on and off, so I never really... got to know him that well.
Well, you're not that familiar with Count Dracula.
It's a shame for Count Dracula because during the secret
incantation... Oh, by the way, listener...
Ducky Poo! Ducky Poo!
If you don't know, Count Dracula is a duck who closely resembles Count Dracula.
Yes.
It's a cartoon from the
80s. Just have a look, I'm sure you can.
I can clear this up very quickly for you. Poor Count Dracula, he was from a long line of vampires, and during the secret incantation... when his father had died and he was going to become the next vampire, Igor, the butler, accidentally put tomato ketchup in instead of blood. So he was a vegetarian.
Yeah,
Dracula.
He liked tomato ketchup instead of blood, didn't he?
So, and there you have it.
Which makes it okay for kids.
Yeah.
So good thinking.
Yeah, but I think that kids should be scared as much as possible.
Mm.
I really am a big believer in that.
Just set Jimmy Savile on him.
Mm.
What do you call a paedophile Dracula?
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Pram Stroker.
Very good. So real Dracula films.
Real Dracula films. Well, shall we start with the biggie, the first... I mean...
The German one.
Well... Do we start with Nosferatu?
Are we going Dracula films or all vampires?
We can talk all
vampires.
I mean, I've mainly written about Dracula films. The thing is, we can start with Nosferatu. Well, we can because it is a vampire film. It's not technically a Dracula film, but it is. Nosferatu, A Symphony of Horror, 1922. It's a clear rip-off of the Dracula story.
Doesn't even use the name, though.
Well, he's called Count Orlok, but it is the same.
Yeah.
It is the same story. And you've probably seen pictures of him, Max Schreck. He's like got very high up shoulders. He's very ugly, Dracula.
He appears in The Queen and David Bowie.
Oh, he does,
Under Pressure
video.
Yeah,
he does, does he? Yeah.
And he's in SpongeBob.
Under Pressure.
Yeah.
He's in SpongeBob?
Yeah, it's an episode where they keep the hash-slinging slasher. I've watched a lot of SpongeBob. Anyway, so Stoker's wife sued, you know, over copyright infringement. That was Chris's can, everyone. Not a fucking mineshaft collapsing.
Oh, the Germans.
And all the copies were ordered to be destroyed, but thank God, one copy was saved, and that's why we can watch it today, because it's a really brilliant film. So, whoever
fucking
said that.
Stoker's wife.
Well, I don't blame her, but.
What was she called?
I'm not sure, actually.
I bet she was called something like Mary.
Nag. I almost am certain she's called Mary, because she's an Irish woman.
Hello, dear Mary!
From the 1800s.
Would you like to drink some blood?
No, Bram. No.
Okay, carry
I
on.
I bet they got some fucking weird kinky sex going on, didn't they?
Probably.
Bite me. Bite me.
I mean, where did you get the idea for Dracula's sexy wives?
It was basically porn.
Oh, it's very, like, erotic. The whole thing is, like, you know, like, suave men coming and sucking on ladies and sexy women.
Not like felching.
Not like felching. Not like felching. Felching.
He snapped off a drunk a vampire's straw and used it to felch.
I am going to felch you.
Felch your blood and shit and jizz.
Oh God! What's the problem? Oh, bit of sweet corn stuff.
Dracula. Shall we move on to Dracula properly? 1931, directed by Todd Browning, who also did Freaks.
Yes.
Which is a
classic
film.
If you like looking at Freaks.
Yeah.
Freaks!
Stars Bela Lugosi, who, when I was a kid, I was absolutely obsessed with Bela Lugosi. Really obsessed.
Is he not
with
called
him.
Bella?
Well, I would pronounce it Bela because he's a man and not a woman.
And you're quite clever.
Well, I don't want to toot my own horn.
But yeah.
I call him Bella.
I'm pretty fucking great.
She doesn't want to toot her own horn, but.
And they really didn't want to put him in the role. He really had to lobby for it. And then he got it because he agreed to be paid only $500 a week and $3,500 in total, which is a really small
sum. Which is
alright.
That's less than what you get
for the star
for an Argos advert.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He didn't quite speak English fluently. He's Hungarian.
Oh, well done.
He should have got the Godfather in to help him out.
The Godfather?
Yeah, like mafioso boss.
Why?
Because in the film The Godfather, he gets Johnny a job on a film by putting an horse's head in the film.
Yeah, but he's Hungarian. What do Hungarians have to do with the mafioso?
Well, they could make friends with him.
He didn't speak English. He came over.
What's the Japanese got to do with the Cubans? Well, we could make friends with them.
He came over and got the script and learnt his lines almost phonetically.
I bet he had a good accent for it, though.
Oh,
with his Hungarian.
To me, he is. Lord. I mean, I love Christopher Lee. I'm really a massive Christopher Lee fan. But Lugosi is definitely like the definitive Dracula. His looks, you know, like he's. When people draw a cartoon of Dracula, they draw Bela Lugosi.
No, they don't. They draw Ray fucking Reardon.
They. Black, slicked back hair, pale, big cape, his mannerisms. His accent, and this is the film where we get quotes like, I am Dracula.
Dracula.
I bid you welcome.
I give you
children Dracula. Of the night, what music they make, and I never drink wine.
And he loves to count.
Have either of you seen the film?
No.
Yes.
Yeah? What did you think?
It was alright.
You haven't seen it, have you?
I have seen it.
The closest film I've seen to this is The Littlest Mermaid.
I have seen it. I have seen it.
Okay.
I've written his name.
It was alright.
Yeah.
It was alright, was it? It's
It wasn't as good as Night Watch or Abraham Lincoln Vampire.
Chris is on a list of 11 kick-ass modern day vampire movies. If you actually watch the film, it's quite stilted.
It's not as good as Blade 2.
It's a bit like a play, and you can tell they've just left the silent era. Like everyone's very. Everyone stands in place and delivers the lines And there's lots of like use of intertitles and things like that.
Because they're waiting for someone to type up the words on the screen.
Well, you know what they're waiting for? A microphone that's not fucking enormous that they don't have to hide behind a plant. It had huge box office success. It really was like the first film of its kind. You know, like a horror film that isn't explained away, or, you know, it had a definite supernatural element and people loved it. And also it started Universal's monster movie cycle, kind of if you will. Like Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, Mummy, Invisible Man, all that shit. And also things like The Black Cat and The Raven that are really good as well. It also establishes the iconography of Dracula, like castles and shit like that. And you know what's interesting? At the same time they were filming this Dracula, they also filmed a Spanish language version at night. So they'd use the same sets. They'd do the American one in the day, do the Spanish one at night.
And different actors, though.
Yeah, the Spanish one's a better film, but the Spanish Dracula is pretty funny looking. He's no Baylor, so still. He's like got a dorky looking.
He's no Baylor. Who's no Baylor?
Ah, but there's Gadita, but it isn't enough, but there's going to be.
And they released
no Bella.
They released a silent version because obviously not everyone was wired for sound in 1931.
And they couldn't all speak Spanish.
Well, they listened to the American one. It's like having two fucking chimps in a room. And I have to feed them peanuts.
And that's
to get
why
them
we
to
all
talk.
Love each other.
Hammer Horror, Christopher Lee. He's the other. I'd say Bela Lugosi and Christopher Lee are the two juggernauts.
The big hitters.
They're the big Draculas, aren't they?
No. What about Dingy? Gary Oldman?
No.
What about Tom Cruise?
No, he doesn't play Dracula.
What about...
Anyway, so he was in loads...
Leslie Nielsen.
He was in loads of Dracula films. He only plays him once. You're annoying. Yeah, so he's in Horror of Dracula, Prince of Darkness, Has Risen From His Grave, Chase the Blood of, Scars of, Dracula 1972 AD, and Satanic Rites of Dracula.
What's Christopher Lee's most famous line?
What, in any film ever?
No, like in Dracula type stuff.
I don't know.
Because you had quotes of that other one. I was just thought he might have quotes.
In Prince of Darkness, he has no dialogue because he thought his dialogue was so shitty that he just said, I'll play it silent. So you just have Dracula walking around looking intense at people. It's a good film.
What, looking it like intense? A campsite?
Fucking low-hanging fruit.
It's my job to make the shit jokes around here. Don't be fucking encroaching on my territory.
Well, then there's loads of vampire films. You get comedy things like Blackula or like Leslie Nielsen in Dracula Day and Loving It.
What's Blackula?
Black Dracula. Then you get the less creatively titled Black Frankenstein.
They've not thought about that as much, have they?
No.
It's not the same play on
But
words.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, that's green. Well, grey actually, isn't it?
I don't know.
And then you've got all your similars like Count von Krolok and Camilla and Countess Dracula and
like
all
I said,
stuff.
I like Blade 2.
I like Lost Boys I've seen.
Lost Boys is a brilliant film.
Lost Boys is a great
Dracula. That's it for me. We've stilted a bit.
Oh, 30 Days and Nights,
that's a good film. I do like that. But I don't think it's that vampire.
Let the Right One In, the original, not Let Me In, that bullshit, is really good. That's a really good film.
So there's a few things that I just need to ask, really, being a bit of a novice. And I don't know if these are things that have come from films or that have come from the legend. But, you know, when you're fighting a vampire or you're fighting Dracula, what's the most effective thing? Is it the crucifix, the holy water, sunlight?
I think it's all good shit.
It's all good?
Yeah.
And do you know, there's no reference of sunlight. Dracula walks around in sunlight, no problem.
Yeah.
That's only come later in...
Yeah, but them shiny fucking vampires walk about during day, but they live in a place what's really cloudy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just crap anyway.
And then just have a day off school when it's sunny. Mm.
Yeah. And then the other thing I was wondering about is why they can't see themselves in the mirror. I mean, because he's got...
Well, that is reference in Dracula.
No, but they've got pretty nifty fucking hairdos, haven't they?
That's it.
That is a good point, actually.
If I couldn't see myself in the mirror, I'd have hair and
I have not seen the Dracula with a bad hairdo.
I've not seen fucking
Dracula. And he's not looking himself in the mirror. And it's slick. That shit is slick.
There's not a hair out of place.
No.
So what's he doing? Looking in like I don't know. Looking in.
He's not looking in silver. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, so how's he doing? How's he getting his nice hairdos?
Maybe he's got a stylist. Because because he doesn't like his shirts being out of place. Evidently.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe. Well, he's got like a maid running about. Yeah. PA or something like that.
Well, a tailor.
He's got loads of bitches hanging around.
Bitches. He's got ego.
No, that's Dr. Frankenstein.
No, not in Ducula.
Not in Ducula.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's quite...
it's a good point. A good point raised, I feel. We're finding holes in the system here.
Yeah.
It's almost as if it's bollocks.
No, it's not.
Almost.
And what's the silver bullets as well? That's something we haven't really mentioned, isn't it? No, I thought a silver bullet was vampires.
I think it'd stop anything, wouldn't it?
It's a big investment though, isn't it? A silver bullet. It's not going to come cheap. Oh, that's a film I've seen. Dust Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Dust Till Dawn. Right, let me tell you a story about Dust Till Dawn. Okay. Right. My dad fucking hates anything supernatural. Like, he just likes straight films.
Do you think he was just watching like a crime?
Yeah, me and my sister were sat down. Dust Till Dawn. We put Dust Till Dawn on. Yes, we're going to watch Dust Till Dawn. My dad come in, he's like, oh, we didn't say anything about it. And he, bank robbery, and
a bit of a
hostage situation. Yeah. Exactly, it's like 45 minutes.
And
my dad's really getting into it. And he's like, we're all sat there, like, encapsulated, watching Dust Till Dawn. And then they're in the titty twizzler. And the vampires come out. And my dad, after sitting there for 45 minutes, loving the film, just went, oh, for God's sake! Just got up and left the room. And it was brilliant. He just hates anything that cannot be, that couldn't actually happen.
It's not real. It's not fucking real.
Oh, bless your dad. I love you. You're all right.
Oh, Jimmy. So I think that wraps it up for me on Draculas and vampires. I feel like I know a lot more than I did at the start of the podcast.
I feel like I know less.
we successfully managed to dumb it down for you.
Oh no, I've enjoyed it. I like him. He's got a good stylist. We've not talked about his dentist, which I thought we'd touch on.
Oh yeah, we should have touched on. He's got lovely teeth.
He's got a lovely set of gnashers.
Yeah.
I must admit, I think he's having whiteners probably and stuff. Because if you
can you imagine this nowadays,
well, be like somebody who drinks a lot of red wine, they've always got that tint, haven't they?
A bit gammy.
You never see him with a bit of clot stuck in his teeth, do you?
A bit of skin. What's that in your teeth? Oh, it's just a bit of skin. He never gets it on his shirt either, does
he? He's well presented. He's well dressed. That is a good point. He never gets it on his shirt. He's always got a white shirt on.
Can you imagine getting a blowjob off him? He must have some suction power. Well, if he's not spilling like... If he bites your jugular and blood spurts out really fast, he can shift it, can't he?
Mm.
Jade looks really upset at that comment.
So conclusion, we like him, don't we? He's done all right by us.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's real, and I don't like all this naysaying about our heroes. We're supposed to be the voice of truth.
Who's the next monster we can do?
So we've concluded he's out there, people.
He is out there.
So keep one eye open when you're walking through the woods tonight.
As you will be doing, I'm sure.
Keep your holy water blessed.
And yes, keep your crucifix, holy water, in your pocket. Your garlic.
But most importantly, who would win, Frankenstein's monster or Dracula?
Dracula.
Actually, Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. That question's kind of answered, but the Wolfman gets involved, so it gets kind of messy.
I like the fact that Dracula can fly.
It's a bit like
that's true,
the Undertaker versus Mankind during WWE WrestleMania 7.
How did that go down?
Oh, all hell broke loose.
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
Did he come in like a hearse?
Was Paul Bearer with
Paul Bearer came in. Oh, it all went off. It all went off.
Was there a chair involved?
Forget watching the films. Just watch
wrestling.
Yeah, just watch WrestleMania, whichever one it was. Just Google it.
I've never
and
seen
it'll answer
past,
all your questions.
No, I'm more in like the Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant era.
I never got past WrestleMania 4.
Oh, Doink the Clown is a favourite of mine.
Oh, Axel Jim Duggan, them were the days.
The Rock.
Brutus
and
the
him.
Barber's Beefcake.
Yeah,
was
Brutus
my
the Barber
and
Beefcake.
Doink the Clown.
And our very own from London, Wigan, London. The British Bulldog.
The British Bulldog. God rest his soul.
Yeah, he's
too
dead.
Many steroids.
No, it weren't steroids.
Well, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for coming.
Have we got off topic? Have we got off topic?
Thank you for coming to
Vampire welcome, thing. Welcome, and thank you for coming.
Where is he from?
Where is he from? Who nobody knows. Ah, would you like some noodles?
Like us on Facebook and give us ratings and Twitter us and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, and send us...
Send us blood.
Some...
send us blood.
Send us your blood.
Just like, put it in...
Send us period blood for
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, Chris loves that. Oh, send us some clot. Tampax.
Just put it in what? Can you put blood in? Like
a
just,
vial?
Just Tupperware. Just put it in Tupperware. Yeah.
Oh. You can put it in an envelope. Jiffy.
No, I didn't. A Jiffy bag. Pop it in a Jiffy bag and send it over.
That'd be lovely.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. It's been nice.
Ta-ra. Bye.